After the songwriting team had finished five numbers, Schneider summoned Eisner, Katzenberg, and Roy Disney for a run-through. As soon as he heard Under the Sea, Eisner was convinced Ashman and Menken had created a song that would be a hit on its own, whatever the fate of the movie. Roy was captivated by the undersea theme and retrieved some undersea footage of a giant octopus from one of the nature documentaries he'd worked on when he first came to the studio, though the real-life octopus bore scant resemblance to the campy Ursula. Katzenberg, too, felt mounting enthusiasm about the quality of the film. Oliver had been a first step, but no one had ever approached an animated film as though it were a Broadway musical. Schneider had been right that a musical needed a unifying score and lyrics. Mermaid felt fresh, original, and exciting. Still, Katzenberg cautioned that the commercial potential of a film about a mermaid was probably limited by its appeal to young girls. Early screenings were not as promising as the songs. Katzenberg, in particular, had problems with the third act's resolution of the threat from Ursula. It simply didn't make any sense that the gentle mermaid Ariel would be so easily able to overcome the all-powerful sea witch Ursula. "This just doesn't work," Katzenberg said on several occasions before leaving screenings. This had become Katzenberg's style. Something either worked or it didn't work. The animators found it disconcerting, but they had to concede that Katzenberg's broad instincts were almost always right, as opposed to his more specific suggestions, most of which they ignored. It was best for Katzenberg to identify the problems, then let the animators figure out a solution. At one early screening, kids squirmed during the musical sequence "Kiss the Girl," a gentle lullaby that was still in black and white sketches. "We're cutting that song," Katzenberg said as soon as the screening was over. "You can't cut that song," Ashman practically yelled. "Okay, we'll cut it in half," Katzenberg replied. Ashman looked wounded. Everyone tried to change Katzenberg's mind, and finally the lead artist, Glenn Keane, got him to leave the song alone for one more screening. Ashman and the others held their breath as the sequence, now in full color, played. No one in the audience budged, and the song stayed. But Fathoms Below was cut. Unlike a Broadway show, Katzenberg didn't think audiences would sit through a lengthy opening musical number. In another early screening, Eisner was perplexed by Sebastian's sudden transformation from Ariel's foe to friend. Animators were still relying largely on the old storyboard approach, despite his insistence on scripts. "Why can't these problems be solved at the script stage?" he asked. At his behest, new scenes were created: a beach encounter between Ariel and Sebastian, and at the climax, a scene where Eric destroys Ursula by crashing his boat into her. Little Mermaid was the first animated film to use CAPS, the new computer system that Kinsey and Roy had championed, which made it much easier to create and insert new sequences. Even so, Mermaid was going over its already high budget of $40 million, and because of costs, the full artistic potential of the new system couldn't be tapped. The colors used for Ariel, for example, were scaled back from 11 to 7, saving nearly $750,000. And in the end, only the scene where Ariel and the prince head off into a rainbow as the undersea characters wave was computer-generated.